So we're going to start learning the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, section by section, with short excerpts, 5 minutes around each time. And I think that's an amazing way for me personally to internalize his lessons by doing a little bit every day. The author's name is Rav Itamar Schwartz. He was actually anonymous for a very long time. He didn't put out his name. Only relatively recently was discovered who he was. He is an amazing Israeli rabbi who's from his farm. You could see what a huge Talmud Chacham is, how he seems to have a grasp over both the Kabbalistic, Hasidic perspectives, and also he simply has a language that our generation understands. And the point of the Sefer is to speak to our generation as to how do we internalize the lessons and the messages of Torah with practical tools and meditations and ideas, can bring these ideas into our lives. I personally love the Sefer, and I want to share his way of life that he encourages us to take with you. Let me know if you enjoy it. So, Aleph. Rishit avodat ha'adam l'varei l'atzmo ma tachlit shachayav. The first purpose of a person's life is to clarify what's my purpose. Let's give a certain introduction. Every Jew, deep inside, I'll add, knows. Perhaps on an external level, some Jews don't know this, but every Jew, Schwartz claims, knows that there's a creator of the world who created him and gives him life and all of existent life. As the Nefesh Chaim talks about, and Chassidus talks about, and Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishit, God's constantly giving us existence. And God tells every Jew what he requires of them. Every person what he requires of him or her. But the problem is, even though God tells us, or told us at some point, perhaps in the womb, according to that Midrash, we still don't know what God wants from us. What exactly God wants for us to do at that moment. And a person might ask, are we talking about a person who doesn't know that the Torah is from heaven? The world is called Olam, Aleph Vav Lamed Mem. From the language of Helen, hiddenness. Chan ba'olam ha'bilbul gadol mod. In this world, the confusion is great. Ki kach ratinu yitbarach shamo. That's what Hashem wanted. Shekol zman shadam lo mishtakek ba'amel mod levarer. Biduk ma Hashem lakach ha'shal mimcha. As long as a person is not desiring, yearning, and working hard to clarify exactly what Hashem wants from him, he won't know it. And his life will be in a process of confusion and hiddenness. And he won't have a clear way how to serve Hashem. Certainly a person knows you have to do the 613 mitzvahs. The service of Hashem is not just doing scattered random mitzvot every time, whatever God sends to you. A person must fulfill the mitzvot in such a way that he's building. The mitzvot should build a person properly. Therefore, we need a clear way. How can the mitzvot be done in a way of building? Mao areishit shel binyan. What's the beginning of that process? Ma'am shech. What's the continuation? What's the end goal of all the fulfillment of the mitzvot? Chomer al adam lebarer kitzad kiyum mitzvot bonet nafsho. In other words, a person has to ask himself, how does fulfilling the mitzvot build his soul? The kitzad amalach shel kiyum torim. What's the continuation of the matters? Ma'o reishit, ma'im shech, ma'i tachlit. What's the beginning, what's the middle, what's the end? Atayug mitzvot na'nu ladam ulam al adam lebarer lo. There's 630 mitzvot to give to man, but a person must clarify to himself which mitzvah to start with. In other words, yeshat. Kamuvan sheyesh mitzvot shakol yom shal zmanim shepashut seder kiyuman. Lulav's asking it. Obviously, there are certain mitzvot of every day, and there's particular times that you have to fulfill them. You know, you have to worship tefillin in the morning. You have to daven shacharis by this time. Fine. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Avat Hashem, Yirat Hashem, Dveikut Hashem, Mitzvot Rabba, Tzrich Lasot Seder B'Dorim. When should I focus on the love of Hashem? When should I focus on fear of Hashem? When should I focus on attachment to Hashem? And many other mitzvot. We need to make order. Yidias HaSeder HaBa'ur Hu'elem. We don't know the proper order, so we're actually in the state of hiddenness. V'kish Yishelem Kasher Lasig Etachlit HaMitzvot. When there's hiddenness, so it's very hard to attain the purpose behind the mitzvahs. So to summarize some of the gorgeous points that Bavavi's putting forth today. One, well, to make it practical, what's the practical takeaway? I would say one, the goal of this sefer is to make order out of our avodat Hashem, not just be scatterbrained. But to really focus, it's like we live in a world of a library. In this library, there's a million books. They're all great, but which one do we choose from? That's kind of the problem of our generation. The Bavavi is trying to help us focus, even though we could really take any book, but it's trying to tell us which book to start from, which Avodat Hashem to start with. Secondly, points out something brilliant, is that the world is a lashon of halem, which means the world by its very nature is confused, is hidden. God is hidden. And our job is to find God, but how do we find Him? Not by knowing in a general sense that there is a God and He commands us to do things, but at every particular moment in our life to be asking ourselves, what does Hashem want for me? Only if I'm asking myself, what does Hashem want for me right now in this particular situation? Do I have a chance of accessing the truth? A person might say, "Oh, I have to learn Torah." That's true, but maybe you shouldn't learn Torah at a time when your friend is on the floor screaming in pain, right? Or another situation, you know, a person might say, "I have to exercise." You're right; you do have to exercise. Maybe you should exercise 12 hours a day and do other mitzvot. I mean, instead of exercising 12 hours a day, exercise for 2 hours a day. Or the opposite, person might not exercise at all. In other words, the person needs to be asking himself, being real with himself all the time, and saying, what is my true avodat Hashem? And only when a person is asking himself these questions does he have a chance at accessing the truth. Have an amazing day, and let me know if it works. If asking our avodah for the day is to try as often as possible to either physically verbalize or at least mentally in our thoughts, constantly asking ourselves, what does Hashem want from us? And Bezrat Hashem will go on to see what the Bilvavi suggests is the midah that we should focus on. Have a great day.